It's a baby. I'm going to tell you a little story of how God looked out of the light with love at the beautiful earth and how troubled it was. Looking out of the light with such love, God wanted to show the humans how much God loved them. God thought and thought. Then God decided not to send a great big angel saying, "God loves you," but to really try to show that love for each human, especially the little ones. And then God, who is light and who is love, laughed. For God is laughter too, because God figured out that God would send God's light and love in a special way, so even the humans, who sometimes aren't very smart, would get the idea, would catch on. So God laughed and said, "I will send them a baby, and they will surely know how much I love them and the lovely earth. I will send them a baby." God paused then and had to figure out whether to send a baby boy or a baby girl. God considered that for a long, long time, let me tell you, because God knew that whichever God sent, some people were going to feel hurt and left out. God even thought about sending twins, you know, a boy and a girl, but God decided the humans might figure God thought there were boy things and girl things, and then the humans would never understand that the boy things and the girl things are in each of us. Each human likes to hold little things like babies or puppies, and each human likes to catch a ball or run really fast. Not boy things or girl things, but all together in one person. But I can tell you this, God thought about it for a long time, because God thought the humans might not understand right off. But God is wise, God is wisdom, and God understood that the lovely earth was in trouble, so God had better send some good news soon. There were Herods, the bad kings, not worrying about hungry people, or sick people, or little babies, or rivers, or trees, or turtles. God knew that the earth was in trouble and that God had better act fast to send the good news that God loves each human, babies and grandfathers, aunts and cousins, and daisies and birds and turtles. God also knew that in those days long ago, the humans on earth thought that girls had babies and cooked and washed clothes a lot, and the boys tended to be shepherds or carpenters or lawyers. So God trusted that God's child, that child, would be so loving, so kind, that the humans would figure out that God loved little girls and boys. But for that long ago time, God almost had to send a little boy if God expected the child to get any attention at all 2,000 years ago. And I need to tell you this now. 2,000 years seems like a long, long time, but it's nothing if you think about dinosaurs or stars. And 2,000 years isn't very long for God, who has been around from the beginning. In any case, for none of us can be sure what was going on in God's wonderful mind, God decided that a teenage girl named Mary would have the baby, that God's own child would grow right inside of Mary's body. God would not put God's baby under a lilac bush and say, "Here, come see my baby." God, loving us very, very, very much, decided that Mary, who was pretty young to be a mother, that this young female person would get pregnant and have a baby just like every other baby on earth is born. think God thought that if God honored a female person this way, like she was going to have God's own baby, maybe the humans would figure out that males and females, girls and boys, are both part of the love, the light. So that's what happened. Mary got pregnant because God loved her so much. God understood that Joseph, Mary's husband, would have to take over for God on earth, you know, would have to teach the child about garter snakes and frogs and stars. Joseph would have to be the child's father, just like everybody's dad. So that's how it started. Mary was pregnant, and Joseph was loving and taking care of her. When it turned out that just about the time the baby was to be born, they had to make a long trip. Now, actually, I think God planned it this way. If Mary and Joseph could have stayed home to have the baby, Mary's mother, Anne, would have made a soft blanket for her expected grandchild, and all the people in the neighborhood would have come over to admire the crib Joseph had built. But God, in God's wisdom, wanted the humans to know how much God loved everybody, even poor and homeless people. So God arranged for God's own child to be born in a stable, like a little barn, because you see, that was the only place that Joseph and Mary could find to spend the night. And that's how it happened. It was a poor place, and some animals were standing around, and they were all alone. I'm pretty sure Joseph held her hand during the hard parts of having a child. And he was born, a baby, on earth, God's own child. And Mary held him to nurse him and to love him. And Joseph held him to burp him and to love him. And it was just the way God had hoped it would be. God was so proud of this little family and that little child that God couldn't hold in the joy anymore. So the angels sang and the shepherds heard their song. Then the shepherds came to the barn to see what had made the angels sing right in the middle of the night. They went down the road with their scraggly sheep, and when they found the family, they said, "It's a baby." And after that night, every time they saw a new baby, they remembered that night. And some wise men, which is to say, some very intelligent and curious persons, came from a long, long distance because there was this huge bright star over the barn where the baby lay. They were tired, let me tell you, for it had been a long, hard trip by camel. When they came to the place with their beautiful presents, they exclaimed, "It's a baby." And so each of us remembers this night, wherever we are, that God so loved the earth, God so loved us, that God sent a baby who would grow up just like us. Mary had to change his diapers, and Joseph had to rinse them out, but they took turns, you know. The little child learned to walk and got skinned knees and bruises just like us. The little child learned to talk because God wanted this child to tell us that God is love and that we, each one of us, is part of that love. Our lives are touched by that love. And while it is hard to remember that sometimes, when our dog gets run over, or an uncle dies, or when a sister or brother acts mean, or mom or dad don't seem to understand at all what is hurting inside, when it is hard to remember because it hurts so much, God helps us by reminding us every Christmas what we sometimes forget over the year. God loves each of us. God loves all of us. Maybe we could think of God tonight rejoicing in the heavens just like that night in Bethlehem. So maybe we could think of the shepherds and the scraggly sheep, surprised to be awakened by angel voices. And so maybe we could think of the curious and wise persons who follow the star. And maybe tonight, right here in Denver, Colorado, we could look at the manger and say with joy and love, "It's a baby." Can we do that, all of us together? Can we laugh and rejoice and shout with God, with angels, with shepherds, with wise people, with all people? "It's a baby."